So the world is divided into three: solids, liquids, and gas, past, present, and future. Our own personality is divided into three: the gross body, the subtle body, the mind and intellect, the causal body, the knower, knowing and known, driver, driving and driven. So this Triputi, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, the creator, sustainer, destroyer. So the whole world consists of three. So in the Sankhyan philosophy, our sages also divided the entire creation into three: living and non-living beings, and they called it the three gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas. And several chapters of the Bhagavad Gita are devoted to this subject. The 14th chapter we have done, the 17th chapter, and about half of the 18th chapter talks about that, because Krishna feels that that is very important, because we are all consisting of those three: tamas, rajas, and sattva. And it's not that we are exclusively tamasic or exclusively rajasic or exclusively sattvic. Tamasic is the lazy, the indolent, that doesn't do anything. Rajasic are the majority of us who are active, who are passionate, who work, but sometimes with a selfish motive, you know, for me and I. And then sattvic is the pure, which few people are, who work for the benefit of others, whose mind is always pure, reveling in the higher truth, and who are closest to the truth. So the goal of life is to go from tamas to rajas, and then rajas to sattva. So first, if you start by doing nothing, they say at least go out and start working, even albeit selfishly, and then ultimately raise your activities to the unselfish level, where your actions become service. And ultimately, even the goal of service or sattva is dropped, and the person becomes one with that reality, one with that consciousness, and works spontaneously out of even a desire to service is gone. But the idea is that from tamas you go to rajas, rajas to sattva, and then stay in sattva throughout the day as much as possible. So people ask, how? How can I stay in sattva throughout the day? You know, I'm working, sometimes I'm sleepy, sometimes I'm busy, sometimes I'm stressed. How is it possible to stay in sattva? There is a very beautiful verse. Actually, there is a 6 verses called Shiv Manas Puja. It's written by Shankaracharya ji, where he does a Manas Puja, a mental prayer of the Lord. It's most beautiful. It is available in the office. It's a very brief little booklet where the devotee invites the Lord, but mentally. He doesn't create any temple or anything. In his mind, he says, "Oh Lord, come into this beautiful temple I have created for you." And then he says, "From the temple, now you come into my room." And there is this beautiful stool, which is all golden, studded with jewels. And you can sit there, and then I'll give you water to wash your feet, and then I will offer you flowers. Nothing is real, but in his mind, everything is golden. Everything is, he said, because it's in the mind, it doesn't cost me anything. So make it the best. And then he says, "Then I'll offer you the food. All the vessels are golden, covered with most beautiful jewels. There's 12 different kinds of food, and all water, and there is pan afterwards. Everything I'm offering you, Lord, mentally, accept my puja." And then after the prayer, now there is a dance I have arranged for you. So you sit in there, and there is a beautiful patio outside I have created, and you can enjoy the dancers, and there's music. Everything is imaginary. So he's out of love, he's inviting the Lord to come to his house and spend the day with him. And there is a very beautiful verse, which is my favorite, where he says, "Atma tvam girija mati sahachara prana shariram griham puja te vishayopabhoga rachna nidra samadhi sthitihi sanchara padayo pradakshina vidhi stotrani sarva giro yat yat karma karomi tat tad akhilam shambho tavaradhanam." O Shambho, O Lord Shiva. Of course, this prayer he's offering to Lord Shiva, but you can equally transfer it to Krishna or Jesus or Guru Nanak or Mother Goddess, whoever you want. So he says, Atma Tvam, you are my soul, you are the consciousness within me. How am I to remember you all day? Remember we said keep your mind in sattva all day? It's very easy. He says, you are the soul within me. So you are the life, the consciousness. Girija Mati, and Girija is Shiva's wife. So my intellect is married to you. When I'm married to you, then I'm with you all the time. We are thinking the same. Sahachara Prana, and all my physiological functions are your servants. So when I breathe, when I walk, when I talk, when I, my heart, my lungs, all the activities in my body are your servants. All my physiological functions are your servants. Shariram Griham, and my body is your home. So come and stay in it. You don't need to leave. So when I breathe, I'm breathing for the Lord. When my heart is beating, it is beating for the Lord. Because everything I'm doing for the Lord. Even when I'm eating, when I'm digesting, everything is for the Lord. Puja te vishayopa bhoga rachana. And he says, whatever I enjoy, that's your puja. When I'm eating, that is your puja. When I'm drinking, that is your puja. When I'm seeing some beautiful scenery, that is your puja. When I see a sunrise, a sunset, a smile of a child, a bird, everything is your puja. Puja te vishyopa bhoga rachana. Nidra samadhi stithihi. And even when I sleep, it is a samadhi. You know what is samadhi? Where you become one with the Lord. Actually, if you notice, if you have had a deep sleep, especially it happens more in the afternoon. If you had an hour or two of deep sleep, you wake up, you are so connected. You know, the mind is so quiet. I don't usually get time to sleep, but on a Saturday or Sunday, once in a while, if you can sleep for an hour, you find that your sleep becomes like a samadhi, like a merger with the Lord. Nidra samadhi stitihi. Sanchara padayo pradakshina vidhi. And whatever, wherever I walk, I am doing your pradakshina. You know, pradakshina, a lot of you know, nowadays they don't have it in the temples, but in the old-fashioned temples in India, there used to be the Lord. And then around that, there was a passage where you could go around the Lord. Like, we don't have it in a lot of the newer temples, I don't find that. But in the traditional old temples, I remember when I was growing up, part of that was you went to the Lord, you bowed down, and then you had to do pradakshina or parikrama, they called it, parikrama or parikrama. So you went around the Lord, keeping the Lord on your right side. You went clockwise. So the idea being that the Lord is clockwise and I am going around the Lord and the Lord is on my right. Sanchara padayo pradakshina vidhi. So wherever I walk, O Lord, I'm doing your pradakshina. Why? Because you are everywhere. You are here, you are in America, you are in India, you are in space, you are in... Even if I'm going in space, it is you. Even if I'm going in the forest, in the mountain. Sanchara padayo pradakshina vidhi. Totrani sarva giro. And whatever I speak is a stotram, is your stuti, is your praise. So anything I speak, so the point of the matter is when a devotee has this kind of an attitude, his speaking becomes prayer, his walking becomes prayer, his eating becomes prayer, his breathing becomes prayer, he sees the Lord constantly, he's seeing, hearing, smelling. So that is how you can, no matter what activity I'm doing, I'm taking care of my children, I'm taking care of my patients, my clients, I'm working. Whatever I am doing, O Lord, I am doing your service, I am doing your seva, I am doing your puja, my every action is the worship. So that's how we can maintain ourselves in sattva. So this is what we have covered so far. So the next verse, which is brief, in verse number 19, in chapter 18 is verse number 19, it's towards the end of your book.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha. Tridhaiva guna bhedataha. Prochyate guna sankhyane. यथावत् शृणुतान्यपि
So he says in the verse number 19, if you remember the last time, last Sunday, we had ended with the verse number 18 where Krishna told us that he analyzed a karma, he dissected a karma or an action, how, what constitutes an action. So if you remember, we said there are six factors in an action, Any action, anywhere in the world you're doing, you may be driving, you may be cooking, you may be eating, you may be walking, talking. All actions have to have these six components. So what is the first three? Jnanam, Neyam, Parijnata. So there has to be a knower, knowing and known. So like if I'm driving, there has to be a knower me and I have to know driving. So, I, the knower, know driving. So, subject, knowledge, and object. Cooking, I am cooking. So, I, the cook, learning how to cook, is cooking a vegetable. So, the first three is the knowledge. Unless I know how to cook, you know, if I get into the kitchen, I'll make a mess. Unless I know how to drive or if I'm drunk, then obviously my driving won't be good. So the knowledge is required. So the knowing, knower and known. Now having known these three, then I sit behind the wheel and I start driving. So then the three actions are karanam, karma, karta. So like if I'm writing with a pen, say I am writing with a pen. So the pen is my instrument. I am the writer and I am writing on the paper. I'm writing a poem or an article or a story. So first I have to have the knowledge of how to do the action and then I have to actually perform the actions. And the knowledge is three, knower, knowing and known, experiencer, experiencing and experienced. And the action are three, karanam, karma, karta, the instrument, the doer and the action that the doer performs. So these six factors is clear to all, right? So out of these six, Krishna has chosen three. He says these three are more important and these are the three that I'm going to talk about. So he says jnanam, karma, cha, karta. So what are the three he has picked? The jnanam, the knowledge. You first have to have knowledge, then karma, the action, and karta, the doer of the action. So out of the first three, he has picked knowledge and out of the second three, karna, karma, karta, he has picked karma and karta. Tridha eva guna bhedata. And I have now going to talk to you about these three pertaining to the three gunas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. Purity, action and laziness. These three. And where has Krishna taken it from? Where has it been described? He says prochyate guna sankhyane. These guna have been described in the Sankhyan philosophy. In the Sankhyan philosophy, Sankhya, the Kapil Muni was a great scholar who did a lot to promote the Sankhya philosophy. And the lot of the chapters of the Bhagavad Gita are based on the Sankhyan way of studying. And what is Sankhya? Sankhya comes from the word Sankhya. Sankhya in Hindi and in many Indian languages means counting. So, Sankhya means 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. So, the Sankhyan philosophy is very scientific. It is if A equals B, B equals C, and any topic that is covered very systematically, 1, 2, 3. And nowhere in the Gita there is any blind faith, there is no insistence. Very scientifically and logically, Krishna explains to Arjuna, listen, this is what you should do, the choice is yours. So that's what the Sankhyan philosophy, that's why even the second chapter is called Sankhya Yoga. He starts with Sankhya Yoga. So he says that this knowledge that I'm giving you is from the Sankhya Yoga, is from the Sankhyan philosophy, yathavat. And this I would like you to shrunu, listen tani api, listen to this. Now there's a difference between hearing and listening, right? Wives know that. Husband will say, You know, wife will say, I told you this yesterday. I didn't hear it. You never told me. Why? Because husband hears but doesn't listen. And that's a very common. All the wives are nodding their head. So I told you. I said, you didn't tell me anything. Why? Because he heard but he never listened. So that also same way when we listen to the teacher, so when he's telling Shrunu, he's not telling Arjuna. Arjuna is listening. He wants you and me to listen to this philosophy, to this knowledge. So whenever he says Shrunu, that means I'm going to talk something important. So please pay attention. So that is the essence of this verse. That these three factors, knowledge, action, and the doer, are of three different types, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic, and that is what I'm going to explain to you. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kasche dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.